All right, I'm here for you. I'm not going to start out with too much. Just happy to get back at it. Finally got pads on. I told the guys when we put uppers on 2 days ago that we're close to playing real football. We're still close. We're not all the way there till we get to tackling. But guys are excited, running around there. Still got a long way to go. And with that, I'll open it up.
Can you talk about your newest addition?
All right, I was going to say some kid around, but you're talking about Leon, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, I don't know if you saw him. He was standing out there. We didn't rush him into things. He just got off a plane this morning. But look, I've not known Leon, but known about him, his abilities for a long time. I remember in 07, my first year here, we had him targeted as a guy that we would have loved to have gotten. I believe that year it was Revis, Leon, and Aaron Ross. And we did pretty good getting Aaron Ross. But he's a versatile guy. He's an experienced vet, as you all know, and I think he can bring some things to the package that we can do to make us do some multiple things that maybe we didn't have a chance to do until this point. So I'm excited about it. Got to get him out there, get him oiled up. It's all new. You know, one thing about any veteran in this league that plays for one team their whole career and then goes to a new one, it's all new and different for him. It's not like you just get plugged in there and away you go. So. Even though it doesn't seem like it, there will be a learning curve for somebody with that much experience.
What kind of medical things do you have in mind?
Well, he can play inside, he can play outside, he can play deep, he can play up, he can play back, he can play defensive tackle, he can play linebacker. No, I mean, he's played inside, which is nice. He's already done that. We talked a lot about that the first time we got together. Obviously, he's played outside his whole career. I remember when Sam Madison was later in his career, you know, we kept him outside the whole time. And sometimes those guys just got to learn how to play really smart, and Leon has done that. So we'll see where it goes. You know, we just got here. We just found out, obviously, this morning. So we'll tinker around with it.
What do you view as the primary position now?
Probably inside to begin with. But guys played a lot of football outside. So.
You have a special skill you look at for that inside cornerback, special skill set?
Chin to the hairline first. I mean, you do have to be smart inside. I mean, it's about reading routes. It's about, no, we bring that guy in pressures. We send him back deep. We do a lot of things with the guys that play inside, whether it's a nickel or a linebacker, or a DB or a linebacker. So I have to learn that initially.
If everyone stays healthy and everything works out, you've got two established corners on the outside, a veteran now on the inside. How tough is it going to be to get your 10th overall pick, your first rounder?
Well, we'll get him in there. There's a lot of downs in this league now with three wide receivers, four wide receivers. So I don't anticipate that being a problem. And you know, look, Eli's got a long way to go too. I like what he's doing to this point, but it's going to be a process. Early, we know all the games are completely different than practice or even preseason games. So we'll see where we're at. And again, I don't think that we should rush to judgment on Leon. He's going to have some things he's got to learn and pick up first too. It'll all be new and different for him. I'm sure because of the number of years he's been in the league and his experience as he is, he'll learn it pretty quick.
Similar question to what Ralph just asked, but what does it mean for Trent Lane?
He battles. I mean, the one thing about it, Jerry's doing a great job of it, always has, and bringing people in here to compete. I would anticipate that the level of play and work of the secondary would go up. There's only so many jobs. You know, this is professional football. It's a livelihood, so everybody just keeps plugging away.
Is adding Leon a sign that you guys are kind of moving away from the idea that Eli can play in the slot?
I would not say that. If you've been here, you've seen a lot of guys playing in the slot, so we haven't settled in on who will be yet. But the nice thing about that room, Tim Walton and I talked about it the other day, there's some real good intelligence in there. We're getting more intelligence. I think in this day and age in professional football, I think intelligence is huge. I'm talking about football intelligence. You don't have to have an IQ of, you know, 300, if there is such a thing. And you don't have to have a high ACT and the rest of it, but you got to have football get it. And I think we're getting more and more guys with football get it.
Starting with the offseason, I know we talked to you about this before. You know, ownership and the GM got you your pass rusher, defensive tackles, now a slot corner. So it's like everything you could possibly need they're giving you.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, and what kind of pressure is that?
All kinds of pressure on me now. I changed my job. And now look, at it. We're piecing it together. The more talent you can get, with really good coaching, which I think we have in our coaches, better chance you get of being good. There's some things we can't control. Hopefully we won't suffer those things, but if the guys keep working like they have to this point, I anticipate us getting better and better.
Ben mentioned it could be a process with the defense because you're putting so many pieces together.
A lot of different guys. That's true. You got to be careful. I mean, we got to be careful of that. their names, and this game defensively has to gel. There has to be a chemistry. It just doesn't plug a guy in there. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. It'd be a heck of a lot easier during the season when we got guys hurt. But we need reps. We need time together. We need communication. So hopefully we'll get that.
Is it realistic to think that it could take into the season?
I'm not gonna take a stab at that. I hope not. We're gonna win. When do we play Dallas? September what? We're gonna win that game. So we would do everything we can as a group of players and coaches to be ready to face whatever we have to face in that first game.
Depth at corner and flexibility are good things, but
yeah.
Do you need some of those guys to assert themselves as, you know, I should be on the field every
Absolutely.
Time?
I'd much rather have guys complaining because they're not out there than guys that accept it. The guys that accept it are not the competitors that we're looking for, so I hope we have a lot of that.
Spags, can you compare where your defense is right now to, like, last year's training camp?
Yeah. Well, we were ahead, Kim, and just in the knowledge of it, I mean, there still are enough guys here that did it last year. I think there's a comfort level there. And believe it or not, there's a comfort level in the coaches. Now, I know we had a couple of coaching changes, but guys that are still here, that's huge, because when you first come here, there's a lot of coaching the coaches, you know, and then they got to feed it to the players. And believe it or not, there's things missed in there in the communication. That happens. It's the human language, you know, whether it's English, French, Spanish. I mean, things are lost in translation, even in one language of English. So I think that helps. I think all the coaches are all on the same page. And the guys that are new that are coming in, got to get them out there and got to get the reps and get guys talking together.
Do you acknowledge that from a talent standpoint, you're way ahead right now where you were?
If I say that, that would be an injustice to the guys that were here last year. I'll let you judge that. I'm just glad we have the guys we have right now.
How would you describe the shape JPP's in?
He looks good to me. I told him today, JPP is a natural knee bender. He's God gifted him with the ability to do that, as tall and as big as he is. Not all guys have that, especially at his size. But
you say knee bender?
Yeah.
You're going Mike Mayock on
it. Is that a Mike Mayock? He stole it from us, then. We must have had it somewhere along the way. I did not steal that from Mike. I know I didn't hear Mike say that. I wasn't taking Mike's words.
What do you mean, though?
Well, I mean, the guys that can naturally play with a low center of gravity. A lot of guys play high. As soon as the ball starts going and they start running, to run fast, you got to have high hips and go. All the game is not played like that. There's a lot of misdirection back and forth, and he's able to, if you watch him, he looks like a rubbery Gumby man out there. He can move all over the place and change the direction. He's long-armed. I'm glad he's here. This time last year, we didn't have him.
But
even going back in the spring.
And he seems more comfortable with his hand?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Again, I know I get asked that a lot. Like, even I got friends that ask me all the time. And I said, look, you need to ask him. You know, he's the one dealing with it. But he looks good to me. Never complains.
Coach, concerning the linebacker situation, you've had about a week to evaluate these guys right now. Still a crowd group of some very talented guys.
Yeah.
Who stood out to you?
I don't know if anybody stood out right now. I will say this. That room, that linebacker room, might be one of the better rooms that I've been around. And by that, I mean intelligence. These guys get football. Now they're going to have to take that on the field and see who can get from point A to point B and make plays and who's going to be in the middle controlling things. You know, my guess right now is it may be more than one. I like it when it's just one. I don't know if we'll get there or not. But it is a good group. They work well together.
What have you seen from Eli Apple? You said he's done some good things.
Yeah, you know, I was at Ohio State 2 or 3 years ago, spent some time with Urban and his coaches, and I know that they teach press skills very similar to the way we do it. So as soon as he comes here and he's doing the techniques that Tim would have been teaching anyway, it's just a natural, for him. So that, to me, that impressed me from day one. Very patient at the line of scrimmage against wide receivers. And he'll compete. I need him to talk a little louder, you know, but that'll come when he gets more comfortable.
Tim said he did well. Tim said he doing less grabbiness, so you know, he hasn't seen that much. It shows his face once in a while.
Yeah.
What are you doing to make that?
Well, I'll take Tim's word for it that he's doing less. I didn't see as many yellow flags out there. I did see one that was a hold. I don't know who it was on. So we got to eliminate that.
What do you do with a guy like that?
Well, I mean, look, we always talk in terms of, you know, don't go back for seconds. I can give you all the key terms, but one of the ways you do it is you don't let him open up his hands in practice. Can't grab if you play with you. I haven't done that to him yet. But that would be the next thing.
Steve, is this defense relatively the same as last year, or do you have to tweak it because you have different personnel?
Yeah, there's some tweaking going on. Without getting too detailed, you know, when we do figure out who the best 11 are, then I think we'll finalize where we're headed. There's a lot of volume in the defense right now. All teams are like that right now. And at some point, we've got to cut it down and hone in. And a lot of that depend on who the 11 we're putting out there.
Who is your vocal on-field defensive leader?
I think there's a number of them. I mean, Kelvin's doing it. You know, all the linebackers are doing it. I just saw, I'm not saying this, where's JC? He just walked in here somewhere. But he's been vocal. Now, JC and I have been together for a while, so he's comfortable with the system. But a lot of them are talking well. We probably got to get a few more doing it. But the more they talk, the more they communicate, the more they're on the same page, the more we're on the same page, better chance we're going
to
have a successful
day. Do you need to be your middle linebacker,
though? It's ideally it would be, but it doesn't have to be. Ideally it would be like
Darian Thompson, your thoughts?
Yeah, as for a young guy, when you talk about intelligence and communicating, which everybody's asked, I think he is far more advanced than a lot of the safeties that I've worked with. Going way back to Philadelphia when I had the secondary, had a bunch of them come through when we were trying to find another safety to play next to Brian Dawkins, and I think DT has done an excellent job. We got to get out there and play a game, but I think he's done a good job tomorrow.
What about BJ Goodson so far?
He gets better every day.
Slap,
he gets better every day.